Delicious meets nutritious in the snack that packs a real protein punch, Wonderful Pistachios. Each 1 ounce serving of Wonderful Pistachios has 6 grams of protein, giving you over 10% of your daily value and making Wonderful Pistachios one of the highest protein nuts. But perhaps more than that, I love all of the flavors they have. Their sea salt and vinegar ones are my favorite when I'm craving that flavor but want to keep it healthy. But that's just the tip of the iceberg. Wonderful Pistachios come in a variety of flavors, like chili roasted, honey roasted, smoky barbecue, and jalapeno lime, perfect for enjoying with family and friends or taking them with you on the go. Whether you're a pistachio purist who loves cracking open every nut, or you prefer the convenience of no-shells pistachios, Wonderful Pistachios has got you covered. Grab Wonderful Pistachios and elevate your snacking game today. So fill up with a healthy snack when hunger strikes. Visit WonderfulPistachios.com to learn more. That's WonderfulPistachios.com.
This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Forget the frustration of picking commerce platforms when you switch your business to Shopify, the global commerce platform that supercharges your selling wherever you sell. With Shopify, you'll harness the same intuitive features, trusted apps, and powerful analytics used by the world's leading brands. Sign up today for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/tech, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/tech.
This is Optimal Health Daily, episode 2477. Honey, I Shrunk My Brain Using My Mobile Phone, by Dr. Jenny Brockes of drjennybrockes.com. And I'm Dr. Neil, your host and narrator. Hey there, happy Saturday. I hope your weekend is off to a great start. And welcome back to Optimal Health Daily, or OHD, where I act as your narrator of popular health and fitness blogs and always provide a bit of my commentary at the end. And don't forget, we have a bunch of shows covering different topics. Just search for Optimal Living Daily in your podcast app to find all of them. But with that, let's get right to it and start optimizing your life. Honey, I Shrunk My Brain Using My Mobile Phone, by Dr. Jenny Brockes of drjennybrockes.com. One of the questions I frequently get asked is our technology dumbing us down? I'm sometimes tempted to reply with a flippant answer, but the reality is, it's more complicated than just yes or no. 1. Technology has opened our world. While it's hard to imagine a world without it, we have only had access to the World Wide Web since 1989. Invented by Tim Berners-Lee to facilitate information sharing between scientists, today we can access a seemingly infinite amount of information with just a few keystrokes. The challenge we now face is how to filter what we really require without getting lost down the myriad of rabbit holes of hyperlinks and related material. This accessibility of information has vastly expanded our knowledge base, and I, for one, celebrate that. 2, it's helping us to learn more and faster. Engaging with our technology has speeded up our thinking. Hooray, you may think. The one problem is that this increased speed is not matched by accuracy. So, where attention to detail counts, we have to slow our thinking down. At school, while many of our kids are still taught to learn and regurgitate information, more and more educators are now integrating learning with new technologies of videos, video games, social media, and collaborative exercises to heighten engagement, provide meaning and relevancy, and make learning fun. If I had the opportunity to learn physics and chemistry by playing a video game, I might have not only enjoyed the subjects more, I might have actually understood them better. 3, it simplifies some of the complexities of life. The great thing about our modern technology is it does some of those really complicated things to help us out, though we may not understand how it all works. Working on a need-to-know basis frees us up to focus on what's relevant and outsource the rest. We use a calculator to do the math. We check the weather app to tell us the likelihood of rain. We monitor our heart rate and daily footsteps to help us stay healthy. Is this all bad or making us lazy? No, it's about choice and being selective in what we choose to learn and remember. 4, the distraction issue is real. Bemoaning our shrinking attention span is a reflection of how successful our technologies have become in diverting us from the task at hand. managing an increasing level of distraction is responsible for adding to the level of stress or cognitive load we experience, which can lead to a reduction in performance and productivity. What matters is knowing how to manage our distractions rather than feeling governed by them. Shifting focus every few minutes rapidly leads to mental fatigue, so the knowledge worker who's interrupted every 11 minutes quickly gets tired. Gloria Mark and others have shown it can take up to 24 minutes before we get back on task. Being aware of this cognitive cost means you might want to think twice before feeling tempted to fill in that free 5 minutes updating your Instagram. Because the reality is, you've just allocated almost half an hour to less focused activity. 5. It's making us tired. Our ability to fall asleep is disturbed by the blue light emitted by our technology screens because of its effect on melatonin production and melanopsin stimulation. While this can be overcome by switching to a softer yellow light, the continual engagement with technology hyperstimulates the brain, leading to reduced sleep quality, mental fatigue, and loss of productivity the following day, as well as an increased risk of depressive symptoms. Cognitive fatigue is a performance killer. Choosing to disengage with all technology 90 minutes before bedtime and for a short period several times a day helps to minimize this risk. And 6, it's affecting our relationships. Our technology has enabled us to connect with others to a level that was previously unimaginable, while paradoxically leading to a greater disconnect with the person we are with. Having someone flick their gaze to every incoming ping, bling, or chirp on their phone while you're trying to have a conversation with them comes across as disrespectful, reduces personal connection and trust. Texting and emails are notorious to being open to misinterpretation and misunderstanding because they do not indicate the tone or mood of the sender. It diminishes empathy because breaking off a relationship or firing someone behind the safety of our screens fails to teach the social skills necessary to handle difficult conversations and strong emotions. Is technology really shrinking our brain? One study reported that higher media multitasking activity is associated with smaller gray matter density in the ACC, the brain area associated with cognitive and emotional control. Does this mean technology is dumbing us down by shrinking our brain? We don't actually know the answer to that yet. What the study showed was an association between the two, not a cause and effect. It could be that people with smaller ACCs are more prone to media multitasking rather than the multitasking causing brain shrinkage. Meanwhile, it might be prudent to choose not to multitask across different media, just in case. It reduces memory, accuracy, creativity, and results in us taking longer to complete our work. Multitasking is for the birds, and so last century. Perhaps the better question to ask is how to use our technology more wisely to enjoy its amazing benefits and minimize any potential downside. You just listened to the post titled, "Honey, I Shrunk My Brain Using My Mobile Phone," by Dr. Jenny Brockes of drjennybrockes.com, and I'll be right back with my commentary.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code SPOTIFY for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Dr. Neil here for my commentary. If someone were to ask me, what do you think is the most important invention over the past 100 years? If you had asked me this question back when I was in school, I would have said television. And not just because television is a source of endless entertainment, but more because It's a way to unite people. It was also a way to share information. Now, I would say it's the internet. We have endless amounts of information at our fingertips. We can connect to almost anyone, anywhere. And we carry around devices that allow us to access this information, to entertainment, to others, to products, all the time. Of course, we would want to stare at this magical device all the time. And of course, I'm talking about our cell phones. Try this experiment. The next time your phone dings, pings, or blings, time how long it takes you before you check it. Not a phone call, but some sort of notification. I'm willing to guess that if we wait longer than 10 seconds before checking our phone, we'll start to stress out. After all, it could be something important. It could be an emergency. I'll go out on a limb and say that the likelihood that notification was an emergency is very, very small. Instead, it's probably a retailer reminding you of a store-wide sale that starts tomorrow, or that there's a new movie available on your streaming service. The next time you get a notification on your phone, try waiting at least 5 full minutes before checking it. And while you wait, spend that time taking deep breaths and calming your mind. This will start to get us into a habit of refocusing our attention and hopefully training our body and minds to get out of the habit of repeatedly checking our phones and multitasking. All right, that'll do it for today. I hope you're having a great weekend if you're listening in real time. And of course, I'll see you back here tomorrow for the Sunday show and where your optimal life awaits.